Hello, everyone. I hope you like the things we're going to say.
Yeah, we are Lee and Herring here on 1FM with 1 hour of chat. We've got some great music and some rubbish music as well.
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel.
This download is brought to you by www.fistoffun.net.
The controller of Radio 1 has decided that Lee and Herring, two men in their late 20s, are too old to be able to produce a show which will appeal to its teen and 20-something nighttime listenership. So, Radio 1 has drafted in the 60-year-old writer Phil Redmond, creator of Hollyoaks, who is obviously more in touch with young people, to revamp the show. Yes, it's the all-new Lee and Herring Oaks!
Yeah, all right. Hi, I'm Rick Herring.
Yeah.
I'm a skinny 17-year-old tearaway. Yes. All the girls love me, but I'm sensitive too. I play the guitar, the electric guitar, and I go windsurfing and other things that young people do. Yeah!
Yeah, I'm Stu Lee.
Yeah.
I'm 15 years old, and I'm experiencing many of the problems that come with the territory of being a teenager.
Yeah.
Like spots.
Right.
Yeah. And I like Sleeper.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That... What's that one about the house in the country, them?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Peter. That's P-E-T-A.
Yeah.
I'm blonde and I can't act very well, but I look quite attractive from a certain angle.
Yeah.
I've got a motorbike and an attitude.
Yeah.
And some lifestyle tips.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick and Stu, let's have an unconvincing party with only six people and some music that old people imagine we'd like.
Yeah, great idea. Great, let's do it.
This isn't better than what
we usually do.
This is patronising rubbish.
Stop it, Stu. Do it properly. It's all right. We got the blonde girl from Hollyoaks instead of Pete. That's an improvement.
I don't think so, Rich. She isn't even that attractive, really.
She is, Stu. You're just standing at the wrong angle. Come and look at her from over here.
Well, okay, but, you know, the old ordinary Lee and Herring was better than this. Stop the music. You, Phil Redmond.
Pardon?
Phil Redmond!
Oh, yes, what is it, Sonny?
Go on, off you go, get out, go on, go!
Oh.
Go on, here's your stick, go!
Well, goodbye, I love you.
Right, we're back in control. This is the Archers of Loaf, and it's called Harnessed in Slums. This is what young people like.
No, Stu, they don't. This is what you like.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
A 27-year-old man.
And further to our Lee and Herring campaign to popularise badminton, I read in this week's Guardian that Peter Knowles, the England number 8, won his first World Grand Prix tournament title in the Glasgow Scottish Open, competing in controversial fashion, the most controversial thing that's ever happened in sport badminton. Laugson claimed he had not been ready to receive Knowles' final serve, but the Welsh umpire Tony Taylor disagreed and awarded the match to the Kent player, who says badminton's boring.
Immature, selfish, and egotistical, but outwardly charming.
Side to side, with the toes, I'm getting to the best. You let me down.
Stuart Lee.
I am Mike, given names Richard Herring. Nice to be back on the radio again all this time.
Yeah.
Anything caught your eye in the newspapers this week?
This week I noticed that Germany's Chancellor Helmut Kohl is officially the heaviest world leader of all time. He's actually at 28 stone. He is now in the Guinness Book of Records.
That's very interesting. That's one, you know, any world leader could aspire to.
They could have
John Major could get that one. Bit of sauerkraut there.
Need a lot of peas to get there, wouldn't he?
No.
Right, okay.
I'm sure if he ate cakes, it'd be better. And who we got with us today? We got Peter. Are you back again?
Hello.
You got a fan there, didn't you, Pete?
Yeah, it's from Kirsty Pope.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a look. Come here.
Yeah, there you go.
Do keep your fan letters for Pete coming in. Ronnie Ancona's here. You all right, Ronnie?
Hello.
You're soon to appear on an episode of Win, Lose or Draw, I understand.
No, I'm not.
All right,
I am, and I'm proud.
And, of course, Kevin Eldon's back. All right, Kev, what's anything seen in the news?
Well, right, we just had the budget, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't say budget, I say fudget.
Why? It's very confusing to people. Surely, if you say budget,
I can't believe you don't understand.
Well, say budget saying. If you mean budget. If you mean something else,
fudget.
If you want fudge,
it rhymes.
What do you mean by fudge?
It rhymes, and it also shows up the Tories for the Satanists they are.
You idiot!
They are.
It's budget.
Rich.
Definitely.
Well, last week we had the anti-drugs campaign.
Lots
of celebrities on the show talking about how bad drugs were, and you've had a bit of a response.
Yeah,
to that,
listen to this. I've had literally a letter from. I'll just give her name as Alison because she admits to a crime. She said she used to take occasional smoke of cannabis or a bit of speed, but after listening to my celebrity drugs campaign, she'll never do it again. And she says it was Rod Hull who changed her mind. Rod will be very pleased. Please, that Rod?
Yes!
Rod Hull's in again.
Rod Hull's back again.
It's also time to point out, in case you haven't noticed, it's quite important, it is coming up to Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, you know, start getting your presents and stuff. And we've got, in 2 days' time, it is in fact time to start opening advent calendars.
Great!
Well, you say great, Rich, but tragically, here on the Lee and Herring Show, we haven't got an advent calendar.
Oh, no.
Now there's no time to buy one.
Tomorrow?
No, there's no time.
Right.
There's no time to buy it. Plus, also, as I'm a member of the National Secular Society and hate Christ and his teachings, I won't be celebrating the events leading up to his birth. But, well, this week, for a phone-in, what we'd like to ask you is, what do you think would be behind our advent calendar?
The Lee and Herring advent calendar.
What do you think would be behind it? What do you think would be behind one of the doors, Rich?
Well, something surprising.
Yeah.
Something probably like a man trap or something, not a piece of candy. What? Anyone else got any other ideas?
I think three foolish old men with no gifts whatsoever.
That'd be quite good.
I got the baby Jesus on a cross.
Okay, any idea?
Squashed fly or maybe some deadly gas.
Right. Do send a phone in on 110. Oh, sorry.
0500
110 100. 0500 110 100.
What are the prizes, Steve?
The prizes are lots of our rip-off merchandise.
And what are the two CDs this week?
This week's two identical CDs are by Rosie Gaines.
Yeah, good. Right. Well, we'll come back to that later. Like all tabloid newspapers, we've been appalled at TV Hits magazine advising a 16-year-old girl about how to give her boyfriend oral sex. And like all tabloid newspapers, we're going to demonstrate this disgust by discussing oral sex in greater detail than TV Hits. So this week's show is going to candidly reveal other vile sexual practices that adults do and teenagers should attempt if they want to be grown up.
The Lee and Herring needlessly provocative sexual advice spot.
Brinchley. The boy pours boiling tar over his naked body, whilst the girl pushes a bunch of spikes into her own face. They watch each other's reaction in order to achieve satisfaction. This may sound frightening to your young ears, but within a loving relationship it is good, and all adults do it. So if you want to be grown up too, do it. Do it!
That's right, that's what all adults do, so you must do that. Coming up is The Waitresses, with a record that seemed oh so provocative back in 1981. It's called I Know What Boys Like.
I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, I got what boys like. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I see them looking. Them want me, I like to tease them. They want to touch me, I never let them. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, boys like, boys like me. But you're special, I might get you. You're so much different, I might get you.
Lee and Herring, never knowingly shit.
I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, I know what's on their minds. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. They talk about me. I got my cat moose,
and buttons, fun to frustrate them. They get so angry, like pouty children. Deny the candy, I laugh right at them. I know what boys like, I know what guys want.
Is that what boys like? Well, personally, I like computer games. What about you, Stu?
I like it when the green leaves of summer are turning to the russets of autumn.
That's nice. What about you, Pete?
Cigarettes.
Yeah, and Kev, what do you like?
I like smashing the stinking fascist state.
Which fascist state is it?
Well, no, it's all around us in the face of the children and the animals.
We're living in a democracy, what do you mean?
I feel sad now. I will let you sorry, I teach you. I will let you. This time I mean it. Anything you want, you can trust me. I really want to, you can trust me. How would you not hear? You can trust me. Sucker. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, boys like.
Waitresses there.
Rude, wasn't she? That
yeah,
woman.
She was
nasty.
Rude with her opinion. Don't forget to call in on 0500 110 100 if you've got any ideas for what we might find behind the doors of our advent calendar.
What disturbing or strange thing? And you can also, if you want to, if you haven't got a phone or you can't be bothered to ring in, there's a writing competition. If you send us a picture, drawing or collage of what you think might be behind our advent calendar, we'll make one up, and the best one of those will win a prize too.
Yeah, something. Have you found your life's changed since you went on the telly?
No.
My life has completely changed in every way. Yeah, in as much as I found I sort of started to move in different circles and I meet interesting celebrities nearly every day. And I hate all the idiots I used to be friends with who suddenly seem to think that for some reason I've become arrogant and standoffish, the twits. Although, in real terms, I am now literally a close personal friend of every top celebrity in Britain. Mm-hmm. So I said to Damien, that's Damien Hirst, the controversial Turner Prize-winning artist.
Yes, right.
He's my friend, you see.
Oh.
I said to him, I said, well, it's quite nice what you've done, but why don't you try sawing the cow in half? You know, then maybe you'd have something.
Oh, that's right. Wait, that's right.
None of those other celebrities will ever be as clever or as good as you.
Thanks, Griff. These Coca-Colas are delicious, actually, Griff Rees-Jones. Can you get me some more?
Any more where they come from?
Hello, Stu. It's me, Julia Swahala from Press Gang. Although you may have also seen me in Second Thoughts, Faith in the Future, and, of course, Absolutely Fabulous. Would you like to come to a no-holds-barred all-celebrity sex orgy with me, Louise from Eternal, Michelle Gale, the Alessi twins from Neighbours, and that girl from Hollyoaks who can't really act, but she looks quite attractive from certain angles? And all other celebrity women who Rich fancies, but who he hasn't got a hope with because we all fancy you.
Well, you know, I might do later, but, you know, I'm talking with Griff Rees-Jones and Shane Ritchie here and Tony Parsons, so you'll know, of course. I'm with them at the moment.
Oh, please, Stu. Please, because we all love you.
Look, I said I might do it, all right? Now, just leave it.
What?
OK? Oh,
sorry.
All right, I'm sorry about that, guys.
Oh, Stuart, you really are quite a guy. Did you see me on the adverts last night?
No, did you see me? I was in Dad's.
Yeah, very impressive.
Yeah, I know, I love the Groucho Club, Rich. I go there every day, I do. You know, they called it the Groucho Club because Groucho Marx once said I'd never belong to any club that would have me as a member. You see, it's a very witty and clever idea to name a club like that. Well, I never see you down there, down at the old Groucho Club, Rich.
No, Stu, that's because I'd never belong to any club that would have Angus Deaton as a member.
Very
that's
witty,
Rich.
You're just jealous, you are, because you, unlike me, don't have any celebrity friends, or in fact any friends at all.
I do so have celebrity friends. I've got loads. I just don't go out and flaunt it. I choose to have them round to my house because we're such good friends. That's
do
the
you?
Kind of thing.
We'd,
yeah, yeah, around our, my
all
house.
Right, what celebrities have you had round at your house this weekend, Rich?
Loads.
Who,
and top draw people. You know, not the kind of people who be on win, lose or draw like Shane Ritchie.
Oh, Rich, all right.
Loads
all right,
of people.
That's very interesting, right? Because in a sophisticated satire of the current debate about the use and abuse of security cameras,
what
I did was I took the liberty of bugging your house this weekend.
What?
With sophisticated hidden listening equipment to see which of these so-called celebrities came round.
If you don't mind me saying, that is quite a liberty.
Well, let's see which stars came round on Friday, which top stars.
God, it's almost 5:30 p.m. My famous celebrity guest should be arriving any moment. That will most probably be him.
Rich, it's me, your guest, the small boy from the end of that old McCain's oven chip ad who says, most excellent.
excellent and a posh voice, but it obviously is only a cool thing to say if you're American and you're in the Bill and Ted film.
Yeah, great. Thanks for coming round. I thought, if you don't mind, we could watch Blossom. Oh, unless you prefer the Munsters.
No, Blossom is good, although I felt the later series were a bit of a letdown, actually.
That's true, but this, luckily, is a repeat of one of the earlier series. It's about the time Six started to look really attractive, but before they started doing those rubbish film parodies and dream sequences and
really. Oh, good.
And guess as what a special surprise what I'm cooking in the oven. McCain's oven fries.
Most excellent.
Yeah, they're not nice as...
So that's your world-famous celebrity friend, is it, Rich?
Yeah.
A small boy from an advert.
Yeah, something funny.
No,
about
I am
it.
Friends, me, with Tony Parsons and TV's Mark Lamar.
Yeah, well, shut up. I've got hundreds of, more than you could count, yeah. Hundreds, yeah, more right, than okay, a well, number celebrity
all right,
friends.
All right, well, Rich, we're going to see. We'll see later on who came round to your house over the rest of the weekend, Rich. Yeah.
The Lee and Herring Needlessly Provocative Sexual Advice Spot.
Flunchling. After sex, the girl peels off her false human skin to reveal she is a giant beetle-like insect from space. She then must rip off the boy's satisfied head and lay her new, fertilized eggs in his warm blood. These eggs will grow into 1,000 beetle aliens which will take over the world. The boy may feel uncomfortable experimenting with Flunchling. This is perfectly normal, and it is up to the individual whether he wants to take part in an act that may disgust him and ultimately lead to the destruction of the planet Earth.
This is called To Love a Yak, and it's from the album Me Hungry by King Kong.
I like King Kong. Didn't know he had a record out.
Yeah, it's not that.
He has to choose between the lady and the Coca-Cola, doesn't he? I choose the Coke as well.
James, what will be in our advent calendar?
Slaughter and Trauma.
Slaughter and Trauma, two metaphysical conceits there. We'll consider
what
those.
About Charles in Nottingham? What's behind our thing there, Charles?
I reckon it's going to be one of my friend Chris Taylor's hairy nipples.
Yeah.
Kind of decorated with a sprig of holly.
That's quite a good one. That's the best so far. Thanks very much. Keep them coming in.
Radio Tips-Off is coming back to BBC Radio 1 very soon. And to celebrate, Radio Tips-Off invites you to the Tips-Off Christmas Roadshow Party. On Friday, December the 8th. So if you use words like far out, dig it, gear, freaky and hot pants, then ring the Radio 1 concert hotline to find out what it's all about on 0891 110 100. That's 0891 110 100. Calls cost 39p per minute cheap rate and 49p at all other times. And remember that if it ain't tip top, then it ain't tip top.
Please keep your suggestions. What's behind our Lee and Herring advent calendar coming on 0500 110 100 or send in your pictures to room 1006 1006 Broadcasting House, London W1A 1AA. We've had some good suggestions. Ian says there'll be a photo of an astronaut wearing sunglasses behind there. Well, there might be. Daniel Perry says the Turin shroud, but with the face of popular TV entertainer Gaz Top. That's a possibility. And Oliver Cleavitt would like to see Jesus replaced with a turnip. I don't know if that's the picture of that actually happening. Anyway, now it's time for the listings with Kevin and Ronnie.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
What you got for us this week, then?
Well, how about this? There's a snake tombola at Whipsnade Zoo on Friday. Yes, zookeeper Mark Griffiths has filled a tombola canister with various snakes, most of which are harmless, tiny little snakes, but some of which are venomous cobras. Excited tombola players will pay for the chance to put their lucky hand into the canister and await the bite of one of the snakes, which will have been cruelly shaken into a frenzy by the repeated spinning of the tombola. Each snake shall have a number drawn on its face in wax crayon, which corresponds to a grocery gift that you may win should that be the snake that bites you. Prizes include a tin of food, Wii, and some Whipsnade Zoo placemats.
Jam Jam Jimmy Jam Jam. There will be a Jam Jam Jimmy Jam Jam in Woking Hospital on Saturday. Elderly senile jazz musicians from a local home who have no knowledge of the works of 70 proto-mods The Jam will be smeared with jam, dressed in their pajamas, or Jimmy Jams as they're sometimes called, and encouraged to improvise or jam around basic elements of the unknown jam tunes to the delight of cruel onlookers. At the end of the Jam Jam Jimmy Jam Jam, the old musicians will be instructed to lick the jam off each other or be beheaded. Ironically, the jam will contain a fatal poison. This bad event will begin at 9 p.m.
And let's round this off with the suggestion that fans of high-voiced comedian Joe Pasquale from off the highly entertaining He's Pasquale and I'm Walsh one-off show might be interested in not going to see him anymore, but going instead to see the acts of alternative comedians Michael Redmond, Martin Sohn, John Lenihan and Boothby Graffo, whose material Pasquale stole and used at the Royal Variety Performance last Saturday in front of the Queen and Prince Philip and other dignitaries. If you see Pasquale stealing anyone else's material, please feel free to hit him in his stupid, mainstream, thieving, high-voiced face.
Some inflammatory remarks about Kev Pasquale there. Thanks, Kev.
And Roger.
I think we've got Billy on the line with an advent calendar suggestion. Hello, Billy.
Hello.
Hello, what is your advent calendar suggestion?
Yeah, it'd be Richard Digance in a brown Austin Allegro.
That's very quite nice.
What a festive image.
That could be behind 24.
Thanks a lot.
I was thinking about five.
Oh, yeah, five maybe. All right. Thanks five, very much. Yeah. Peter, now it's time for your spot. And I have to say this?
Yes, you do, yes.
Peter,
please.
Today, sponsored by Maston News of Bedford Hill Balham, your first stop for newspapers, magazines, crisps, and a reasonable range of tin soft drinks.
Yeah, and the other bit as well.
Oh, come
please.
On.
Please.
Faxing facilities now available. Get on with it, Pete.
Yes,
I'm not doing adverts for you.
Sorry. Welcome again, of course, to my colleague, the stinking old man who stands by Balham Tube Station all day, drinking medicine and laughing his head off.
My eyelashes are mud.
I said, lady. Brought with him.
Do you have to bring these people in?
See, it's nice that your friends are in again, actually, because Ben has written to us from Exeter and said that they're the stars of the show and that they should be the next Power Rangers.
Oh.
It's good, isn't it?
Yes.
They could combine into one giant Power Ranger together and
is that man with his mask on his face?
That's him. You know the Power Rangers. Yes. You love them. What have you got anyway, for us today, Pete? Get on with it.
Yeah, right. Well, this week I'm doing like a gossip column, just like the James Whale show's Baz Bamigboy, best on the telly. But instead of stuff about people like that sort of Ben Volpolyed man from the Curiosity Cat Band, or Steve Priestley from ITV's Music Games and Videos with Steve Priestley, or Tim Vine, I've got news about who's doing what in the exciting world of the stinking, shouting men and ladies of Balham.
I've got some powdered holes.
Thank you very much, yes. Now, firstly, the huge, frightening man with the spider tattooed on his face, who hangs around at the top of Fernley Road, was spotted earlier this week sharing a can of Sainsbury's brand export lager and a joke with Mrs. Mendonca on the patch of grass by the Bedford Hill Gallery. Mrs. Mendonca is well known to people in Balham as the lady in a big, wee-stained red dress who's got big, scary eyes that look like they're painted on her eyelids and who normally stands by Alan's pet shop telling anyone who goes past that all the animals in the shop are lions, even the budgies. There have been rumours of a romantic entanglement between the two people ever since they were seen doing sex on the floor outside Smiley's Cafe. Next, the man who sits at the top of the steps at the tube station singing opera, but with his own sort of slurred, made-up words, has now started hanging around outside the car park opposite, pretending to be an attendant. He looks delighted with his new career of pointing at empty parking spaces and hoping that people give him money, even though they don't. The man who says he's Jesus, back on Earth to save mankind.
Quickly, Pete.
Sorry?
Quickly.
There's no time for that, Pete.
Well done, Pete. You managed not to laugh during it, though, Pete. Yeah. So well done.
It's a record. Time for me to talk about my weekend, Rich. On Saturday, I was out eating some of the most delicious drugs in the world at the backstage party of the new indie group Chimney Factory, you've probably never even heard of. Who was your guest on Saturday, Rich? Was it The Edge this time, perhaps? Or Nicholas Lyndhurst? Or maybe Madonna?
No. That was a great video, wasn't it, Tim Vine of Housemates fame? I didn't think anything could be better than the original Short Circuit, but with that sequel, they've improved it, if anything.
Yes, it was funny.
Yeah.
Still, it's 7:30 at night. I better be on my way.
Oh, do you have to go, Tim Vine? I haven't got anything else to do tonight, but I've spent all my money on the pizza we had in that video.
Well, we could play.
Yeah!
Why don't we play at Housemates?
Yeah.
I'll play at being me, Tim Vine, and you play at being a contestant.
Yeah, all right. Will there be a £500 DIY voucher on offer if I win?
No, Rich, we're just playing. It isn't real. OK, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm Tim Vine, and welcome to my house. Ha-ha, for another episode of Housemates.
Yeah.
Let's meet our first contestant. Hello? What's your name?
It's Richard Herring, Tim.
Mmm, and where are you from, Rich?
Cheddar.
Cheddar, I see.
Oh, Tim, could you just stop playing for a second? Just what? A suggestion. Why don't you be like other game show hosts, right, and try and make a joke after what the contestant has said?
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, after I've said Richard Herring, you could say, sounds a bit fishy. And when I said cheddar, you could have said, that's also a kind of cheese, I understand.
No, just going mmm or repeating the thing is best. Right, Rich. Now, I'm going to show you how to put up some wallpaper, and then I want you to have a go, and I'll give you marks out of three, depending on how well you do it.
Oh, great. I love this bit. It's just like in the Generation game, isn't it?
No.
It is, when they show you how to do something, and then you have to do it.
No, it's different.
It isn't.
It's my game. I know what it is, right? Anyway, I don't want to play anymore.
Look, so I'm sorry I've upset you, Tim. Please, let's carry on playing.
No.
Come on, it's good. Well, let's just have a little break and then go back to it. Would you like a tea or coffee?
Just a cup of hot water, please.
All right. Let's still be free.
Rich and Tim Vine, they're having an afternoon. Claire Taylor said the advent calendar should contain a picture of Patrick Marber's head with a bullet in it.
Oh, leave Patrick Marber alone. Rich. He's in a successful play right now. Time for another gratuitous sex tip.
The Lee and Herring Needlessly Provocative Sex Advice Spot.
Guffing. Guffing has been bringing couples together for years in love and delight. After a night out drinking bitter and eating curry, the boy gets into bed with the unsuspecting girl and then passes wind repeatedly while trapping her head under the duvet. Girls, you may experience a mild sensation of nausea when first exposed to guffing, but you must learn to control it if you intend to trap and keep a man.
This is the nation's number one here. It's Robson and Jerome, I believe.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, we met
them on Top of the Pops, didn't we?
Yeah, well, actually, we were presenting Top of the Pops. And,
Sorry.
We were presenting Top of the Pops, me and Rich, earlier in the year. And we were a bit sarcastic about Robson and Jerome. And it was awful because Jerome Flynn's mum actually wrote in and said we were horrible to him and complained.
She rang up.
Yeah. And I often wonder what it must have been like at home. I said, I'll be Jerome Flynn, and you be his mum.
I'll be his mum, all right then. So when he came home from Top of the Pops that night, all right, Jerome, how did Top of the Pops go tonight?
Liam was all right.
Well, what's wrong? Is there something wrong? You were so excited going out to
just
Top of the Pops.
Leave me alone. Why? There's nothing.
Did something happen at Top of the Pops?
No!
There, obviously something happened. What
happened? Nothing
happened.
Just leave me. I'm going to bed.
Don't go up to your room and listen to your Vera Lynn record. Come down here. Did someone bully you at Top of the Pops?
No.
They did. Who was it?
No one.
Give me their name. I'm going to ring the producer now.
It was Richard Herring.
Mrs. Flynn,
sorry,
for listening in. And quite sorry, Jerome. And, because you've got that face. You like them, don't you?
I like that video when they're up on the top of the building.
Yeah.
So King Kong might get them up there, might
Shut
he?
Up about King Kong. It's a lovely dance they do. Right there. They believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows.
Seems scientifically improbable.
It does, especially in Ballon. It pisses down all the time, though. There aren't any flowers at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe anything, Kev?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I believe. I believe that the new Kenneth Branagh film will appeal to all mankind and not just white middle-class actors who think their tedious lives are interesting and relevant.
That's a firm belief. Have you got one, Pete?
I believe in miracles.
You sexy thing. Do you got a quick belief?
I believe chocolate hobnobs have had their day. They're done for.
All right, it's time to take time out to listen to the lovely track now by Robson and Jerome Flynn. Listen to it, it's lovely.
Rich,
what?
There's no time.
Why?
Because it's 9:30 and time for Newsbeat.
Oh.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.